This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. And we bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. From our KJZZ news team on this Wednesday, it is the 11th of March, hump day. Let's start dreaming of the weekend with a check of the news. Well, municipal elections in Tempe do appear to be headed to a runoff. In a competitive contest, seven candidates vying for three city council seats. Preliminary unofficial results from Maricopa County elections show incumbent Arlene Chin with the most votes, challenger Brooke St. George in second, followed by fellow incumbents Burdetta Hodge in third and Jennifer Adams fourth. A candidate must receive a majority of all votes cast in this election to win a seat outright. If not enough candidates receive a majority, then Tempe will conduct a runoff election in May, which would be its first since 2014. Well, according to AAA, the average cost of a gallon of gas in Arizona is up more than 50 cents since just last week. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright visited Colorado Monday to address the spike in prices due to the war in Iran. And for the Mountain West News Bureau, Ishant Thakur was there.
During a tour of a natural gas plant in Colorado, Wright said the U.S. is considering, quote, coordinated releases of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The SPR sits on the Gulf Coast and currently holds more than 400 million barrels of oil. The war in Iran is choking global oil supplies. A coordinated release from countries like the U.S., France, Canada, and more could help stabilize prices. Here's Wright.
But we do have our gasoline and our diesel and our jet fuel prices up. That hurts American citizens, consumers. We are doing everything we can to alleviate that.
No decision has been made yet about a release.
That's Ishant Thakur reporting. In other news today, investigators released their preliminary report on the DPS helicopter that crashed in Flagstaff last month, killing both officers on board. The report found no evidence of maintenance issues or ballistic damage, but did find evidence of the main rotor striking the tail rotor gearbox. Raymond Schumacher from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University reviewed the report.
The biggest thing that I saw was that they did not find any evidence of bullet punctures on the crash, which was something that was debated by multiple people.
Schumacher said additional reports, such as on the strength of the metal in the body of the aircraft, still need to come out before a cause can be determined. Well, the person in charge of overseeing kitchen staff for more than a dozen sports bars raided in January by immigration authorities pleaded guilty in federal court. Matthew Casey has the latest on that.
Among the charges Diego Gonzalez Rosales had faced was knowingly, continuously hiring undocumented people to work at Zip Sports Grills. Instead, he's now pleaded guilty to unlawfully transferring, possessing, or using an identification to help someone make a false statement about their immigration status. The plea agreement says the sides agree that Gonzalez Rosales should serve at least 5 months in prison, after which he could face deportation. Gonzalez Rosales began working for Zips in 2006 and was promoted in the last year. He's scheduled to be sentenced on June 1st. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A few dozen people gathered yesterday outside an old state prison in the town of Marana, just north of Tucson, to oppose plans for a new immigration detention center there. Arizona sold the facility to private for-profit prison and detention operator Management and Training Corporation last year. And last month, ICE published an agreement outlining plans to make it a 500-plus bed detention center. Pima County Supervisor Jen Allen.
Private for-profit correctional and detention corporations are based outside of Arizona. They have no contractor agreement with the town of Marana or Pima County. They are not subject to oversight by town, county, or state.
Pima County's Board of Supervisors passed a resolution in February formally opposing ICE's plans. Governor Katie Hobbs released a government efficiency plan on Tuesday, which seeks to reduce state spending, partly by embracing artificial intelligence. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez has that.
Hobbs says her Arizona Capacity and Efficiency Initiative will save the state up to $100 million. The program centers on buying government tools in bulk to get discounts and ultimately spend less, standardizing technology to get rid of redundancies, and utilizing new technologies like AI. In a statement, Hobbs said incorporating AI into state agencies will improve employee productivity. The program is reminiscent of Republican efforts over the last few years on the state and federal level. GOP state lawmakers created their own version of the Federal Department of Government Efficiency in 2025 to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse in state government. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, which includes U.S. Senator Mark Kelly, has invited tribal leaders to testify on Capitol Hill today. The Northeast Arizona Indian Rights Settlement Act is the hearing's subject. This $5 billion deal would resolve claims for three parties, including the Navajo Nation and Hopi Tribe. For San Juan Southern Paiute President Carlene Yellowhair, this proposal is not just about securing precious water in the Southwest. If passed, it would also set aside 5,400 acres for a new reservation in Arizona.
We want to settle because we want our land, our home, a place to build.
We lost all our elders. They started it, and we just want to finish it.
The San Juan Southern Paiute Tribe has more than 300 members. Phoenix police say they've arrested a man on suspicion of shooting BBs and paintballs at a mosque while young people were celebrating Ramadan. Here's Matthew Casey once again with the latest on that.
Court records say Michael Dominguez faces aggravated assault and other charges stemming from the early Saturday morning incident at the Islamic Community Center of Phoenix. Detectives found video of a vehicle fleeing the scene, tied it to Dominguez, and surveilled him for a couple days. Search warrants served upon his arrest reportedly yielded BB guns and ammunition similar to what was used at the mosque. A Muslim civil rights group has called for a hate crime investigation. The FBI says it's ready to act if local police find evidence of a federal offense. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the city of Chandler is expanding its well system thanks to a $1 million federal grant. As Alex Hager reports, it'll help the city tap into groundwater at a time when other sources are in short supply.
Chandler gets nearly 40% of its water from the Colorado River, but drought means there will be less to go around in the future. Mayor Kevin Hartke says the city wants to keep adding to its network of more than 30 wells.
This diversification is essential to ensuring stability in the face of drought and the growing demands on the Colorado River.
Federal grants have been a big part of Arizona's push to conserve water and help cities respond to drought over the past few years, but spending efforts have gone down under the Trump administration. Alex Hager, KCCC News, Chandler.
Local Republicans in Arizona's Legislative District 3 met Monday to choose three nominees to replace former Representative Joseph Chaplick, who resigned from the legislature to run for Congress. From the Politics Desk, Wayne Shutsky has more.
Republicans from the Red District in the Northeast Valley chose former state lawmaker Michelle Ugenti-Rita, longtime political pollster George Califf, and Rio Verde resident Cody Rime, who was in the middle of a fight over the community's water supply 3 years ago. If chosen, Rime says he wants to focus on water issues as Arizona faces cuts to its Colorado River allocation.
I don't want to see Arizona go through what I've lived through, and it's imperative that we solve these issues.
Califf, a former legislative intern, leaned into his professional experience and personal story as an immigrant from Lebanon.
I've been able to help elect statewide conservatives, and I've traveled the state of Arizona using the data background that I have to encourage our folks to make sure we turn on and vote.
Both Califf and Rime are also running for full terms in the Arizona House in this year's elections. Ugenti-Rita says she would only complete Chaplick's term while running for Scottsdale City Council. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors will have 10 days to appoint Chaplick's replacement after receiving the nominations from LD3 Republicans. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, it's been more than a year now since the U.S. first blocked cattle imports from Mexico to protect against the New World screwworm. Now the U.S. and Mexico are both working on projects to stop the parasite's northward spread. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Nina Krivinsky has more.
USDA has picked a contractor to build the new sterile fly facility in Texas, close to the easternmost part of the U.S.-Mexico border. Experts say facilities like that are the best bet at containing the parasite. The deadly New World screwworm breached the Mexico-Guatemala border in late 2024, prompting the U.S. to close its border with Mexico to cattle. Sterile fly facilities release flies into the environment that don't produce offspring, to whittle down the population of their flesh-eating larvae. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says a facility in southern Mexico is expected to reopen in 2 months. The new Texas facility is set to be fully operational by November of next year. Nina Krivinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
In sports basketball, Devin Booker at 27, Jalen Green 25. As the Suns pulled away in the fourth quarter to win a 129-114 shootout over the Bucks last night in Milwaukee to begin a six-game road trip, their fifth win in six games, now within a game of Denver for the sixth spot in the NBA's Western Conference, and they'll continue the road trip in Indiana tomorrow. College, ASU stays alive in the Big 12 men's tournament. They knocked off Baylor in the first round yesterday, 83-79. Amid reports that head coach Bobby Hurley and the team are set to part ways when the season's over. The 12th-seeded Sun Devils will face the second-seed Iowa State in the second round today. Meanwhile, top-seeded Arizona men, they'll get a bye. They'll start play in the tournament's quarterfinals tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Wednesday edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this March 11th. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks for being with us, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then.